The invention of cinema was a slow process of technological improvements from the camera obscura and the magic lantern to the zoetrope, 1834, and the first moving picture cameras, the kinetograph and the kinetoscope, by Thomas Edison, 1894. In Europe, a similar camera was invented by Edison's rivals, the Lumiere brothers, who organised the first public projections of films in 1895. In 1896, the Parisian Georges Méliès became famous for his films of fantasy. A Trip to the Moon, 1902, for example, shows a primitive spaceship landing on the moon using a funny special effect. Méliès' films were maximum 15 minutes long, but they already had a multi-scene narrative. The first films were mostly very simple and short, without cinematic devices or editing. They were all silent movies, yet they had the dawn of a new form of art that became extremely popular and soon turned into a rich industry. Europe produced many multi-reel, long films before World War I, but it was the American film industry that gained the leading position after the war and kept it for a long time. Hollywood, California, produced 82% of all the films in the world in the 20s. Chaplin and Keaton were among the most popular comedians of the time. In the same decade, another invention boosted the US success: the introduction of sound by the Warner Bros. Studios in 1927 with the film The Jazz Singer. The film paved the way for the age of talkies, talking pictures. In the meantime, German Expressionism was still competing with the US, producing low-budget films that had a strong appeal with audiences, thanks to their particular language and atmosphere. They were rather strange and dark, full of evocative symbols that were typical of the Expressionist avant-garde. Decor and geometrical design were its main stylistic features, while disturbing themes like madness, crime, and violence were its favourite topics. Yet American glamour was unrivalled for decades, and the Hollywood star system created myths like Clark Gable, Audrey Hepburn, and Humphrey Bogart.